Who could forget the slightly manic but ever so endearing single gal in London looking for love, Bridget Jones, from her first diary entries in 1996 to her portrayal on the big screen in 2001 to her most recent ramblings in this year's Mad About the Boy. We've gotten to go inside the mind of Bridget Jones and see the truth, the whole truth, about what it's like to be a woman most definitely now not in her 20s. The woman behind the diaries, Helen Fielding, joins us from our studios in New York to talk about this latest installment in Bridget's life. Helen, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
So Bridget's all grown up now. Really
well,
grown up.
On the outside, she is, yeah.
She is raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit of a spoiler alert, but in the first few pages, it's devastating news, but we find out that Mr. Darcy is no longer. He has passed.
That's right. I was quite surprised by the scale of the reaction, certainly in Britain, to Mark Darcy's death. I was watching the news one night, BBC, and there was a Syrian crisis. And then next story was headline news, Mark Darcy is dead.
Perhaps not on the same scale.
Well, yeah, no one has actually died. But it was quite touching that I think that people care about Mark Darcy so much. But what I wanted to write about was the situation that many women find themselves in, many people find themselves in, that they are single again and they are a bit older and the dating landscape has completely changed and they have to get out there again. And when Bridget was single before, there was no email even. All those messages she sent to Daniel in the office about you appear to have forgotten your skirt and things were just an archaic office messaging system. So Bridget's now back out there dating, dealing with texting, with Twitter, with online dating, and with children, and with the fact that, you know, life is busy and complicated and you're juggling work and all these other things. And that seemed to me a very rich area to write about.
So she's in her 50s, right, at this point?
The first novel, I didn't say how old she was. I left it vague, and I was going to do that this time. And then I thought, I'm just going to dare to do it. I'm going to say that she's in her 50s, because I think just as when I wrote the first Bridget, the 30-something spinster, as she was then called, got such a bad press that hadn't caught up with what was really going on. You know, Bridget felt in some part of her brain that she was Miss Havisham and she was going to end up dying alone and being eaten by a dog just because she hadn't got a boyfriend when she was in her 30s. And I think there's the same sort of thing going on with the idea of the woman in her 50s, that she should somehow be staring morbidly at a lake or knitting and have a tight grey perm and a shopping trolley. Whereas, in fact, what I see around me is that it's the same. Women are still looking good, still dating if they're single, still feel the same inside, still feel they can wear the same clothes. And there shouldn't be this outdated notion of a woman of a certain age, which in itself is a rather patronising thing to say and never applied to men.
So Bridget discovers Twitter, and this really turns out to be her medium.
Well, it's a natural for Bridget, really, because it feeds, number one, her neurosis, because she discovers that Twitter is, to a degree, a giant popularity contest, so there always will be people with a lot more followers than you. And of course, she doesn't understand it to start with, and she doesn't realise how to put a photo up, so she just has that egg thing.
She's very sad she doesn't get more followers.
Yeah, she spends days going, number of followers, naught. Maybe tomorrow I'll have gone viral. Still no followers. And then she gets drunk and tweets. And then she tries online dating, and then she gets sad when she's online shopping and she puts a dress in her basket and then it doesn't wink back at her.
So did you miss her? I mean, you've taken some time away from her.
Well, I think it was a conscious decision that there was a lot of pressure to write another one. And I'm really fond of Bridget. I think it's sort of about the gap between how you feel you're expected to be and how you actually are. And I guess with this book, the gap between how you feel your life should turn out and how it actually does. And so I didn't want to just churn out more and more diluted versions of the same thing. I wanted to write, if I was going to write a Bridget book, I wanted to write a novel that was a slice of life as I saw it and was full of funny things that I was seeing happening around me. So I waited until till it just came quite naturally, really.
Helen Fielding, her new book is called Mad About the Boy. She talked to us from our studios in New York. Thank you so much for talking with us, Helen.
Thank you. It was fun.